This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go.
Update. Donald Trump has changed 23 housing policies in 18 days. And your mortgage, rent, or home value just got caught in the crossfire. I'm Matt Terrio, CEO of Epic Real Estate. And by the end of this, you're going to understand exactly how these explosive changes could cost or save you thousands in 2025. And stay until the end for the three critical dates that could affect your home value in ways most homeowners aren't prepared for. Let's start with the agency that oversees 80% of U.S. mortgages, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. In just 72 hours, Rohit Chopra out as director, DEI initiatives canceled, Scott Bessent in via controversial recess appointment. The upside here, community banks report 40% faster loan approvals. 22 states see reduced compliance costs. The downside, 200 plus fair lending investigations are frozen. First-time homebuyer hotline calls going unanswered. I tried calling the CFPB's discrimination hotline 18 times last week. This is what deregulation looks like in real time. So does this help small lenders compete or leave buyers unprotected? The consumer advocates, they're seeing 1990s era predatory lending warning signs. Bank CEOs are gasping with a sigh of relief. Finally, common sense replaces bureaucracy. Now let's activate Explain It To Me Like I'm 5 mode. Imagine your hall monitor, the CFPB, suddenly quits. So the new monitor says, run wherever. Cool? Maybe. But who stops bullies from stealing lunch money? That's the debate. Now to the tariff wars, the policy literally building controversy. Is it going to be a construction boom or a housing bust? It's all about the new 18% steel tariffs and the Mexico truce. Here's what 200 plus builders are saying. Hey, we've got 30,000 new manufacturing jobs created, but that comes with a $15 per square foot construction cost increase. For example, in El Paso, 12 projects saved by the Mexico pause. And in Houston, 3 developments paused over material costs. So are builders eating costs or passing them on to you? NAHB CEO put it bluntly. These tariffs could price out 150,000 potential buyers nationwide. So watch your local building permits. If builder applications drop, prices will spike within 90 days. And here's what you can do. If you're going to be building or rehabbing this year, ask contractors about price lock clauses. It's the only way to hedge against material spikes. Here's a quick fact. If you're planning any home improvements this year, these material costs could double your budget. Now explain it to me like I'm 5 mode. It's like your lemonade stand must buy $5 lemons from the school store instead of $3 from home. Better for school funds? Yes. Makes your lemonade pricier? Also yes. Now let's dive into the HUD chaos. Is it an affordable housing win or an oversight disaster? And we'll cut through the spin. Here's exactly what happened at HUD headquarters. January 28th, 100 program freeze ordered. January 29th, partial reversal issued. And January 30th, Inspector General fired. This wasn't bureaucratic confusion. It was policy whiplash. Housing Wire obtained the actual memos showing that page 1 demands immediate pause of Section 8 vouchers, while page 3 claims no rental assistance affected. The staff literally didn't know which rules applied. So the real-world fallout, 469 home-funded projects are frozen. 265 consumer development block grant initiatives are paused. The Low-Income Housing Coalition, they report a 40% drop in discrimination investigations. Explain it to me like I'm 5 mode. Picture your teacher changing homework rules daily. Do page 5. Wait, no. Do page 2. Actually, no. No homework. Confusing, right? That's HUD right now. Now, the federal freeze fallout, the $2 billion gamble. Its immediate impact is it's delaying 27,000 mortgage applications. And let's connect the dots. The freeze to the HMBS 2.0 delayed to reverse mortgages bottlenecked to seniors trapped. So we've got $2 billion in claimed savings versus $800 million in delayed retirement funds. The math is brutal. For every $1 saved, seniors lose 40 cents in delayed retirement funds. Reverse mortgages now take 3 times longer to process. This isn't savings. It's stealing time from retirees, per the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau analysis. However, budget officials counter with, these cuts prevent future tax hikes. Either way, if you're over 62, demand written timeline guarantees on reverse mortgages. Don't let bureaucracy eat your equity. Explain it to me like I'm 5 mode. It's like when the lunch line gets slower because they fired cashiers. Save money? Sure, but you miss recess waiting for pizza. That's the trade-off. Now, regulatory rollback. This final Trump policy shift impacts 93% of homeowners. Let's expose the 3 hidden risks here. No AI bias checks. Fair lending rule number 14, frozen. Climate risk secrets. Disclosure rule number 9, paused. Servicing fee surges. Cap delay equals $1.2 billion industry windfall. These 14 frozen rules were designed to prevent $9 billion in annual consumer harm. Without them, 1 in 5 mortgage algorithms go unaudited. Flood risk disclosures are optional until 2026. And servicers can hike fees 18% without notice. This isn't deregulation, it's disarmament, says the National Consumer Law Center. So 2008 versus 2025, then we had no doc loans. That led to 8 million foreclosures. Now we've got no bias checks. That could lead to 2.7 million risky approvals. Explain it to me like I'm 5 mode. Remember when they removed the bike helmet rule? More wind in your hair? Also, more bumps on the head. That's removing mortgage rules in a nutshell. So where does that leave us? Well, here's 3 make or break dates. March 1st, the tariff exemptions expire. April 15th, the home equity conversion mortgage-backed security deadline. And May 30th, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau funding cliff. So these 23 changes in Trump's first 18 days could create 500,000 new homes or spark the next housing crisis. Here's the real question that we need to ask ourselves. Are we willing to trade safety for speed? Think about it. We're standing at a crossroads. On one path, we remove these regulatory safety nets to potentially unlock hundreds of thousands of new homes and faster approvals, the kind of progress our housing market desperately needs right now. On the other hand, we maintain these consumer protections, slower progress, but potentially safer for everyone. The same protections put in place after 2008 to prevent another crisis. Here's what makes this so complicated. Both sides have valid points. Builders and lenders say these regulations are choking the market. Consumer advocates warn we're setting up the same dominoes that fell in 2008. And here's what's fascinating about wealth. It's rarely about what you see on the surface. You know, the real money moves happen behind closed doors in conversations most people never get to hear. And I just discovered something that could help protect you from these market shifts, a strange anomaly in the banking world that the ultra wealthy have been quietly using. But here's the exciting part. For once, it's actually accessible to regular people like us. One of my students just used this to access $150,000, literally created capital out of thin air, no collateral, no begging some loan officer, none of the traditional banking nonsense. And the best part, zero interest, for real. In my 20 plus years in real estate, I've never seen anything like this. These banks, they've created a loophole that lets everyday people access money the way that the wealthy do. It's completely legal, but it's definitely not something that they're advertising on billboards. So if you've got a 680 credit score or better and you haven't had any financial hiccups in the last 7 years, visit loopholelending.com to learn more. You can get the details there. But don't wait. These kinds of opportunities have a way of disappearing once too many people catch on. That's it for today. I'll see you next time. Take care.
And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.